This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome. Morning Devotions, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Remember that? Great movie success. Filmed in beautiful New Zealand, the three films brought J.R. Tolkien's epic novels to life. Maybe you saw them. The novel Lord of the Rings actually was one of the most successful books of all time, and that the three movies ended up with 11 Oscars. In the second story, Frodo, the hero, reached a point of despair. He'd had enough, and he needed some encouragement. So his friend Sam, here was Sam, who said, "Look, it's like in the great stories, full of darkness and danger. Folk in these stories had lots of chances of turning back, only they didn't. They kept going because they were holding on to something." And at that point, Frodo says, "What are we holding on to, Sam?" I think it's a significant question today for you. And for me, what are we holding on to? Do we sometimes feel overwhelmed by a sense of darkness and despair? What is it that gives your life meaning and purpose? You might have heard the story before of Dr. Viktor Frankl, a survivor of a concentration camp. He became a psychotherapist and he wrote a wonderful book I recommend called Man's Search for Meaning. It's now in its probably 73rd, 74th printing, been published in 20 languages and 2.5 million copies have been sold. And when he was asked, when Viktor Frankl was asked about the success of his book, amazing answer, "I do not see at all the bestseller status of my book so much as an achievement and accomplishment, but an expression of the misery of our time. In hundreds of thousands of people, they reach out for a book whose very title promises to deal with the question of meaning in life." He said, this is intriguing, he said, "It must burn under their fingernails. What is the meaning of life?" A huge topic. Books are written about it. What are you holding on to? Do you want your life to be filled with meaning and purpose? Well, I think you would remember Buzz Aldrin. Remember back in July 1979, we listened intently to the radio or the old black and white TV to hear Neil Armstrong and then Buzz Aldrin set foot on the moon. And these two men became heroes, household names. Their accomplishment was quite a legend. Well, years have passed now, of course, since the moonwalk, and you may not know that Buzz Aldrin later suffered emotional breakdown. He actually got into drinking, became an alcoholic. He felt a terrible disillusionment after working so hard in his younger years. He achieved every goal, and he felt empty. He just thought there wasn't enough. He walked on the moon. But depression, alcoholism ruined his life. His mother had actually committed suicide earlier, and he battled with many demons. So despite being a famous man, he needed something else. Are you thinking the same old thoughts, feeling the same old emotions, or are there messages from yesterday, the years that you're still listening to, hanging on? Are you playing those old scenarios over and over? Well, you're not alone. It seems that an affliction of being human is that we are susceptible to living in the past. It seems there that we hold on to stuff that really holds us back. We need a new vision. And I think the key word here is surrender. Surrender to Almighty God as revealed in the Bible, because the Bible tells me that we have a God who loves us, a God who says, "I've called you by name, you're mine. I want to share my life with you, not only for today, but into eternity." What are you holding on to today, actually, that you need to let go? Sometimes the story of the psychologist who was walking around in a room full of students, she had a glass of water and everyone expected, "Oh, that's half empty, half full." But she said, "How heavy is that glass of water?" And they called out, "Oh, maybe, you know, up to 20 ounces. And the absolute weight," she said, "doesn't matter. It depends on how long I hold it. If I hold it for a minute, it's not a problem. But if I hold this glass of water for an hour, I've got an ache in my arm. If I hold the glass of water all day, I will feel numb and paralyzed. The longer I hold it, the heavier it becomes." So the stresses and worries of this life, she said, are like this glass of water. Sometimes I've got to let them go. Maybe we can be like King David from the Bible. "I trust you, Lord, and I claim you as my God. My life is in your hands. Amen."
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.